بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، أوصيكم أولا ونفسي بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون. قال تعالى في كتابه: لله ملك السماوات والأرض، يخلق ما يشاء، يهب لمن يشاء إناثا ويهب لمن يشاء الذكور. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله رفيق يحب الرفق، يحب الرفق في الأمر كله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. الحمد لله، all praise and thanks due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and salawat upon our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, firstly I would like to advise myself and those who are present: اتَّقِ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى حَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ، فِيَ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى at all times, at all moments. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything and all belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from all of them, from all these ni'am and the ni'mat, Allah ta'ala says, the greatest that I have given you after Iman, the greatest gift that I have given you is the blessing of children. Allah says in the Quran, لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرَضِ. For Allah belongs the kingdoms of heavens and earth. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. He creates what He wants. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ ذُكُورًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ. He gives sons and daughters to whomsoever He wishes and He wills. And Allah uses the word يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. He gives daughters, but the word used in the Quran as wahaba yahibu means to give. It is a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To have children, my dear brothers in Islam, whether it's boys or girls, sons or daughters, hibatum min Allah, a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has chosen you, Allah has chosen each one of us, and He has blessed us with children. In the Quran, all the places when we see, we understand, He has created, Allah has designed, Allah has made, all these words are yours. But when it came to children, Allah says that I have gifted to each one of y'all. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, do we treat them as a gift of Allah? And brothers, the amount of love that conquers the heart of those parents who are blessed with children, it is from Allah. So much so, it comes in the hadith, the lion having mercy on the small one, it is from Allah. Even parents, the father, the mother started loving the child extremely. Hiya min Allah. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A beautiful incident happened at the time of Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam. Narration in Bukhari. One day, there were two mothers sitting together with two children, both of their children. A wolf came and took one child and ran away. And that these two mothers started disputing amongst themselves, to whom this child belongs, who is the owner of this child. Means one child is taken away by the wolf and only one is remaining, the both mothers are fighting for the child. فَتَحَاكَمَا إِلَىٰ دَاوُودِ They took the judgment to Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam. And Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, فَقَضَىٰ لِلْكُبْرَىٰ His judgment was the eldest woman is the owner of the child. When they came out, they met Nabiuna Sulaiman, the son of Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam. He asked, he fada'ahuma, he called both of them, and he told to a person, go and bring one knife, because I want to slaughter the remaining child. My dear brothers in Islam, the moment the two mothers, when they heard this message, the second mother, or the younger mother, she shouted, she screamed and she said, give this child to the big one. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam's judgment was this child belonged to the younger one, not to the elder mother. Why, my dear brothers in Islam? He says, the moment he expected one of them to come out first to express their love towards the child, it was the younger one who expressed, and he said, no, this child belongs to this mother, not to the mother on whom my father has passed the judgment. My dear respected brothers, elders in Islam, it is the extreme love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts to parents when Allah blessed them with children. The words of Rasul, الولد مجبلة ومخبلة. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a child will make a father coward. He will not make the father to strive in the path of Allah, to go out in jihad. The father will think of the child. His heart will stop him by going out and fighting or struggling in the path of Allah. And further Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَمَخْبَلَةٌ It will build cowardness, it will build stinginess in a father. And a father will start accumulating wealth for the child, for the future of the child. He will deposit the money, he will invest the money, because my son is going to grow big. It will help his future, it will help his life, and he will start accumulating without spending it out. These are words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This will happen to any family the moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with the gift. Now my dear brothers in Islam, we need to ask, how do we treat this gift, this ni'mat which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you and me? Do we give the appropriate right? My dear brothers in Islam, today in worldly point of view, our wives or our close friends has gifted us something cheap, we will consider it to be a value which has a lot of sentiment, or we will say it has a sentimental value. At no cost we want to lose that gift. Why don't we think, children, a gift of Allah to us, children are a gift given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we treat them in those standards? Do we value them? Do we look after them? Do we give the due right that Allah wants us by the way shown to us by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? My dear brothers in Islam, when we talk to children, many a time they are confused. Parents, many a time they are confused. Why, my dear brothers in Islam? Let us take a child of today. Let us take the youth of today or the children of today. What has gone wrong? They are exposed. Even the world has categorized generations. Y generation, X generation, Y generation, Z generation. Like this they have gone. What they summarize? They are open to technology. They will be more into technology. Their lives will be surrounded with laptops, computers, apples, phones and etc. There was a time children played with bicycles. There was a time children played with small cars. But look at today generally. The moment the child looks at a phone, he will run towards that phone. Many a times we see a child will take the father's phone and start playing with the phone. That is the generation the world has designed for the Ummah which is coming. They are more into advanced technology and they will get away from family values, from family culture, from the family surrounding. They will get themselves removed and they will get into more technology and into the advanced part of the world. My dear brothers in Islam, the child you talk to him, he is confused. Why? Father, the homely environment sometimes better, but the environment that his secular education is given, environment that he mingles and mixes with friends are completely different. The child is coming home. There is no attraction for him at home. There is no proper model for him at home. His child is confused, my dear brothers in Islam. He doesn't know which direction to take in life. What to do in life. What he should do in life. What he should put his trust towards. And the child, we see him confused, looking for something attractive, looking something could support him, whether it's right or wrong, and they either get into the right path or they get lost into the darkness of the zulumat of this world. So my dear brothers in Islam, the ni'mat Allah has given, how we should preserve it, how we should protect it, how we should look after it. Many a time, children are confused because there is no model at home. There is no proper example at home for them to see and to follow. The model is missing. Now the child is confused. It is upon us that we keep good example for them to see us and for them to take us as example and to follow us. Go back to the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَكَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Verily there is a unique and beautiful example in the life of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers in Islam, that sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were many sahaba who were young, who were children in the presence of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They saw the way Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. They saw the activities of Rasulullah. When they reached the old age, they remembered. And my dear brothers in Islam, they started teaching to the people. Look at many a sahaba like Abdullah bin Abbas, Abu Huraira, Anas ibn Malik, radiallahu anhu, was a young sahabi. The mother came and gave, Ya Rasulullah, a child I'm giving it to you. Let him be in your service. Let him be in your khidmah. This child, Abdullah bin Abbas, this child, my dear brothers, Anas ibn Malik, radiallahu anhu, started looking at every action of Rasulullah. He says, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ever rebuked me in his life. There were occasions I did something which I was not supposed to do, but my Rasulullah never rebuked me, never had a hard approach on me. Many a sahaba, subhanallah, my dear brothers in Islam, Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhu, shows the example of a real model to you and me. He says one day that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qa'idun fi baytina. He visited our house. He's sitting in our house. Then my mother called him, called me, Sa'al, ya bunayya, come here my son. I want to give you something. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked that mother, do you really want to give him something? She said, yes, ya Rasulullah. أَرَبْتُ أَنْ أُعْطِي لَهُ تَمْرَةً. I intended to give him one date, Ya Rasulullah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this sahabi is narrating, after he grew big, he saying, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told my mother, أَوَلَمْ تُعْطِهِ. If you did not give him, كُتِبَتْ كَذِبَةً, it will be written that you had made a lie, my dear brothers. A small example where they took Rasulullah as a model in their life. Example in their life. And my dear brothers in Islam, going further into the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in Masjid al-Nabawi. A sahabi came, then the child, his son came and sat next to him. He carried him, he made him sit on his lap, and he kissed him. Then the second daughter of the Sahabi came, and she sat on his left side. He did not make her sit on his lap, and he did not kiss her. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at him. Look at the words. A'dilu bayna awladikum. O my Sahabi, you make justice between your children. You kissed one, and you kept him on your lap. The second, you did not make her sit on your lap, neither that you had kissed him. My dear brothers in Islam, these are the teachings of Rasul, how to be a model at home. That we do many a times we see, our children are following us. Children are looking for example. Children are looking for a model. Today we put the blame on the children. He's like that, she's like this, he's stubborn, she's like this. Go back and see who you were. What was the best example that you left at home? My dear brothers in Islam, sometimes it is said, children are stubborn, getting angry, violent. Why? Look at the father. He has rebuked the mother in front of the child. He has used hard language in the presence of the child. Here the child started behaving the same way. Because the child is confused. He doesn't know what is right and what is wrong. So my dear brothers in Islam, let us go back to the life of Rasul. Take this example. Bring about a change in our life. Bring about better examples in our life. And my dear brothers in Islam, today we all think how to discipline a child. The first thought will cross us that we need to hit the child. We need to punish the child. We need to do that with him. We need to do this with him. No, my dear brothers in Islam. Today, we need to be very careful. We need to have the same approach what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. According to the scholars, they have categorized this discussion in detail. They say, you will see certain approach which you are not pleased with regard to your child. Then you must make a fikriya approach, that is a mental approach, that you make him realize that you are doing a mistake. You make him realize that you are doing something wrong, not with hard language, not with anger, calmly, quietly, with extreme love. My dear brothers in Islam, and then the second approach, amaliyan, practically, you show that child that what you are doing is not right. And when the child grows big, then ilmiyan, you give him why it is not right, why you shouldn't do this, why you should do that. A beautiful example, an incident happened at the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One young sahabi said, I was brought to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the Ansari, and they made a claim against me. They said, Ya Rasulullah, this child is hitting our palm tree and our date, and is breaking the date which are on the tree. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the child, do you do this? He said, Kuntu armi, yes, Ya Rasulullah, I throw up the date and I break the date. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, look at the approach, my dear brothers in Islam. Ask him, why are you doing this? He said, Akuluhu ya Rasulullah. I will break the dates of other people's palm and I will eat that, ya Rasulullah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, approach, la tafa'al. Do not do this. And he told, Fuma waka'a. Whatever has fallen from the tree, you can take and you can eat. There is no problem. But you cannot break the dates which are on the tree. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, and this sahabi said, he never rebuked me, he never had a hard approach on me, he never insulted me. وَمَسَحَ عَلَىٰ رَأْسِي. He rubbed my head and he said, don't do. Whatever has fallen, you take and eat. And he saying, my Rasulullah, make dua for me. Allahumma shbi' basanahu. O Allah, fill the stomach or remove the hunger of this child. And this sahabi recorded this at his childhood. And he said, this is how my Rasulullah approached when we were children, when we were at the small age. My dear brothers in Islam, today a problem happened. Today a problem happens. What do we do? What is the approach? We remind the animals of the zoo. We call them this, we call them that. We take our anger over them, which is haram. And we start hitting them, which is not permissible in Sharia. My dear brothers in Islam, the words of Rasul, Muru awladakum, wahum abna'u sab'a sinin. You command the children to make salat when they are 7 years old. وَضُرِبُوهُمْ وَهُمْ أَبْنَاءُ عَشَرَةٍ. You can hit them when they do not do at the age of 10. According to the ulama, until the age of 10, you cannot hit a child. You cannot hit a child until a child reach the age of 10. That is the only place where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, a father could hit a child. And yes, Sharia has permitted beyond this, hitting, my dear brothers in Islam. When we have this as a practice, the child will become stubborn. Child will look for other resource, which we may lose the child at. And we need to understand, only at the time when he refuses to make salat at the age of 10, we can hit a child. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged, you put the fear in the heart, you give him good admonishment, good advice, be close to him. Hassan Hussein, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so close to them, he loved them, his approach was rift and kindness. Inna Allah rafiq, Allah is kind and caring. Yuhibbu rift, he loves kind and caring. And when Allah wants to go give something good to a house, Allah will give them the opportunity. Allah will bless that home with kindness, caring and love, my dear brothers in Islam. The advisors, the teachers, the lecturers, the ustaz of the madaris need to understand that hitting children for education, Islam does not encourage. Islam does not permit. We need to encourage them. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never hit children in his lifetime. We need to learn these things in our life, make good example, in order our children take us as models and take us as an example, in order that they will be rightly guided and we will be rightly guided. We will see that love which was between son and a father at the time of Rasul, we will see amongst our children as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to understand the teachings of Quran and Sunnah.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.